Hi there, good morning. This is Mangalam Malu for CNBC TV 18 podcast. As you go into trade this Wednesday morning, here's a roundup of all the cues you need to keep an eye out on. First up, you know, as you got up and saw the global screen, well, there was red across the Wall Street because the Wall Street was trumped. Donald Trump said he was not happy with China trade talks and the summit with North Korea may not happen after all. On the back of that, we saw some cuts come by on the Wall Street. The Asian markets have opened lower and the SGX Nifty indicates a mild red tick at the open of close to around 15 to 20 points. But for us, it was good to see some green on the screen yesterday. The markets broke a 5-session losing streak. And in the 5 sessions prior to that, remember, the Nifty had lost about 300 points. So it was important to see some bit of green. But was that green primarily on account of short covering? The data seems to suggest so, because the Nifty, Nifty Bank, both of them shed some contracts in open interest, indicating that maybe the shorts actually covered for profits. The Nifty futures premium came off, and the markets, while they ended in the green, they did end off highs. So for instance, the Nifty, Sensex and the midcaps ended 0.2 to 0.3% off the session highs, led lower by the Nifty Bank and Nifty PSU Bank. Remember, SBI moved about 4-5% in the green, and then we saw some correction from the top. The FIIs, they sold about 1650 crores in the cash market, bought by DIIs around 1100 crores, but the FII selling in futures relentlessly continues. Over the last 3 sessions, they've sold about 3000 crores in index futures, and with this, their long exposure in index futures falls to 50%. The big question is, will there be more follow-up on the downside, or will there be case for some short covering? Why do I say that? Well, because currently where we are at on the Nifty, the 10538 mark, which is the 100-day moving average as well, so it'll be interesting to see which way the camel moves. Primarily because at the lower level, about 100 points lower, we have the 50-day moving average at 10,450. 100 points higher, we have the 20-day moving average of 10,685. The maximum open interest in index puts is at the 10,500 mark. That's a mark where we saw some support yesterday as well. I expect that support to continue at least in today's trading session. In terms of the stocks to watch in terms of news, Tata Motors, they report their numbers, so keep an eye out on that. The stock rallied yesterday ahead of numbers and also reports about China cutting some import duty. SBI, I would like to watch how that stock pans out as well, because the street will pour through the earnings fine print today. Cipla post markets, you know, those numbers disappointed the street because the EBITDA margins came in at 15%. The street was working with 19%. HBCL, the gross refining margins were above expectations, but we need to know how much was the inventory gain out there. Bata, that one sprinted, and how total income growth, EBITDA as well as margins, net profit, all of them above expectations. L&T Tech also reported a good set of numbers. CLSA has actually upped their target price from 1200 to 1650 on that stock. Future Consumer, their revenue growth at 51% was heartening to see, but that came at the cost of margins. The company continued to post net losses. Andhra Bank, the curious case of PSU banks continues. Over the last 3 quarters, Andhra Bank has posted a cumulative net loss of close to 3400 crores, which is almost as much as the company's market cap. Music Broadcast had a good operational performance. Their EBITDA grew by 65%, and they've also increased their market share, so expect that stock to be in the green. TV Today, the revenue grew just a tepid 2%, but the EBITDA grew much faster at 10%. Expect that stock to see some green as well. Mukund, that stock I'll be watching out for, because Sumitomo, the Japanese company, they bought 49% stake for about 1181 crores, and that is for the Mukund Limited Special Steel subsidiary. We'll keep an eye out on how that stock pans out. With that, you have a good trading day ahead.